Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
Thanks so much for joining me on this part three of The Path. This is a story of Jesus leaving Galilee to head toward Jerusalem, and we've learned Monday and Wednesday of this week that this is about Jesus taking an intentional path. He takes an intentional path to go through Samaria. He goes through Samaria because these are a hated people. Jews and Samaritans literally were far worse than black versus white in America today. But it was just a radical change from culture. When he gets there, he goes intentionally to meet a woman of ill repute, at this well, Jacob's well, that had been there for generations. And in verse 9, it says, the woman was surprised, for Jews refused to have anything to do with Samaritans. And she said to Jesus, you are a Jew, and I am a Samaritan woman. Why are you asking me for a drink? And Jesus replied, if you only knew the gift God has for you and who you are speaking to, you would ask me, and I would give you living water. And she says then in verse 11, but sir, you don't have a rope or a bucket. She said, and this well is very deep. Where would you get this living water? And besides, do you think you're greater than our ancestor Jacob, who gave us this well? How can you offer better water than he and his sons and his animals enjoyed? And Jesus replied, anyone who drinks this water will soon become thirsty again. But those who drink the water I give will never be thirsty again. It becomes a fresh, bubbling spring within them, giving them eternal life. Jesus is reacting to two things. One, we recognize his humanity in that he's thirsty. It's noon, the heat of the day in the Middle East. Two, he's divinity, because he says to her that he has something that she needs that she can't pull up from a well. There's nothing that she can physically do to get this. And literally, he says, I will give this to you, and when I do, you'll never thirst again. And so Jesus, being the Son of the living God, recognizes that this woman has physical needs because she's a sinful woman. He directs her. He asks this question. He says, well, where's your husband? And she says, I don't have one. And he says, you're right, you don't have a husband. You have had five of them, and you aren't married to the guy that you're hanging out with now. The whole city knows who you are. Well, he doesn't do that with a pointed finger. He does that with a loving offer of forgiveness and a loving offer of a well that will bubble up within her. I think we struggle with this in our humanity, but Jesus came, friend. He came to give us a specific message. He came to intentionally direct his message into our heart. And when we receive it, he gives us a well, not just a drink, not just a bucket, not just a well you have to crank down, but a spring that bubbles up within us. Picture this. God's grace steps into our life when we receive Jesus, our Lord, and it never stops bubbling up. And the only way you can slow that down is when you put a lid on it. My friend, today, let Christ bubble up in your life and do a radical work for you. Let him bring you intentionally wherever he wants you to go today. Speak into the lives he puts into your path and trust and receive his gift of not just eternal life, but the blessed life of the wellspring of life, moving, charging, inspiring, strengthening, and empowering you as you go. My friend, I'm so glad you've joined us this week on the weekday podcast, and I'm glad you've joined me on the path of the woman at the well. I'll see you Sunday at Sugar Hill Church at 9:30, 11, and 5 p.m. God bless you. Bye now.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.